From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Today is the 21st birthday of the World Wide Web. Yes, the web is now fully legal, and here to help us raise a glass is NPR's Steve Henn. Hey there, Steve.
Hey.
So this isn't the Internet's birthday, right? This is a little different.
That's right. The Internet is older than the World Wide Web. The Internet lets computers connect and ship data to each other, or actually networks connect. It's like the web's big brother, and it began in the late 60s. The web was born in 1991 when Tim Berners-Lee created three technologies, URLs, HTML, and HTTP. And these made it easier to share information across all those connected computer systems.
We actually just heard this name recently at the London Olympics opening ceremony, right? They had Sir Tim Berners-Lee on stage, I think. But help me sort out this alphabet soup of acronyms.
Okay, so URLs provide website addresses. HTML is really the language websites speak, and HTTP is the protocol. It's the grammar or the rules that sites use to communicate. So the web began as a way for high-energy physicists to share data, but back on August 6, 1991, Berners-Lee wrote, "We're very interested in spreading the web to other areas."
And it turned out that worked pretty well, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Now we can use it to buy shoes, post cat videos. And it's a standard grammar that allows people to publish documents online cheaply. And if you think about it, the web's really transformed how information's collected and shared globally.
Now, before we go, Steve, I hear it's your birthday too, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm turning 40. But, you know, considering everything the web's accomplished in just 21 years, this makes me feel like a total slacker.
Okay, Steve, thanks so much. Happy birthday.
Thank you.